If you have your Bibles, Mark chapter 8. Father, I just pray this morning that the Holy Spirit would speak through me in Jesus' name. Lord, let the atmosphere even now change to an atmosphere of faith. Lord, a declaration of faith. I just pray right now, Lord, that we would lay every burden aside to receive what the Holy Spirit wants to give us today. Lord, I pray against every distraction, every hindrance. Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I want to share this morning a prophetic word that the Lord has given me as we enter into 2020. And the title of this message is 2020, What Do You See? What do you see? And the Lord has shown me some things as I've been preparing for this message that I believe God is revealing. And I pray that as these things are spoken, that your heart will be touched and ministered to in the name of Jesus. Mark chapter 8, verse number 17. But Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, and really, the disciples were discussing something that Jesus said concerning the doctrine of the Pharisees. He said, be careful of the leaven or the bread of the Pharisees. And while Jesus was concerned about spiritual matters, the disciples were thinking that he was talking about real bread. And Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, why do you reason because you have no bread? Do you not yet, here's two important words, do you not yet perceive or understand? And those two words, interchangeable, do you perceive or do you understand? Not naturally, but spiritually. And God wants us to perceive and understand what the Spirit is saying at this moment in time. How many want to flow with the Holy Spirit? Then we need to know what God is up to, what God is doing, what God is saying in this hour. He says, is your heart still hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? This is another little important statement that Jesus is making here. Do you remember the things that I have spoken to you in the past? How many know God is always endeavoring to share with us something, to impart to us something spiritual? He says, don't you remember when I broke the five loaves for the 5,000? And how many baskets full of fragments did you take up? That was a miracle, by the way. And they said to him, 12. 12 out of nothing. Everyone fed out of a few loaves and a couple of fish. Also, when I broke the 7 for the 4,000, how many large, notice the word large, baskets? How many know when God does something, oftentimes he does something big? Full of fragments, did you take up? And they said 7. And he said to them, how is it you do not understand? I'm doing so many wonderful things amongst you, in your very midst. Do you not perceive what I am doing and what I endeavor to do? Forget not all his benefits. Forget not all his benefits. All the things that he has done for us, even in the past. You say, what does this all mean? As believers, God has given us spiritual eyes. You have natural eyes, and you have spiritual eyes. To perceive and understand what God is doing. If God's marching in that direction and you're going in the opposite direction, you're missing out on the victory that God wants to give you. Let me remind you that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can somebody say amen? If he did it before, he can do it again. If he did it before, he can do it again. He hasn't changed. I believe 2020 is a year of restored vision. You know, sometimes we need cataract surgery. How many have had cataract surgery? Not yet. Yeah. My mother had cataract surgery, and now she doesn't even need glasses. Glasses. God wants to give us in 2020 restored vision. I want to declare this morning that the scales are coming off of the eyes of God's people. God wants to show you something new, something fresh from his throne room that's going to change how you live your Christian life. Acts chapter 2, there's three things that the Lord has shown me as we move into 2020. The first thing that I see is a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, "Men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words, for these are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel." Friends, there's a prophetic word in the book of Joel about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And it happened. And God wants to pour out his Spirit again on every thirsty soul. "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. And your sons," I want to declare this morning, "your sons and daughters shall prophesy." I want to say that again. "Your sons and daughters shall prophesy." Can I say it again? "Your sons and daughters shall prophesy." I believe in divine declarations. And that's one of them. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men, that's you and me, sorry to tell you, shall dream dreams. This is not a fairy tale we're talking about here. This is the prophetic word of God speaking into our hearts, into the very era that we live in, that this is what God is up to. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I want to declare three prophetic things. Number one, the ministry of the prophetic will enlarge, and its activity will increase in 2020. Prophetic words, listen to me, will not come from the usual sources, but from men and women whom God has hid from the spotlight for such a time as this. No one is going to know them. They are not going to have a large ministry. They are not going to be on TV because God has hid them in the caves of His grace and mercy to bring them out with a word for this hour. They're going to be nobodies. You know, I don't know about you, but I love nobodies. How many know I'm a nobody? So are you. Sorry to tell you. I'm a nobody. You're a nobody. But God's in the business of using nobodies. And sometimes God hides people away from the spotlight because sometimes the spotlight hinders the flow and ministry of the Holy Spirit. God says, I'm going to bring them out of hiding. And I'm going to put my anointing upon them. And when you Google their names, nothing's going to come up. Serious, folks. You're going to Google their names and nothing is going to come up. Because it's God that's raising them. I believe revival will break out in isolated places, unknown places. How many know God is drawn to the insignificant? There's none wise among us. That's what the Bible says. Not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. That's what the Bible says. Revival is going to break out in isolated places, unknown places, all over the world. Where there are groups of people that are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. They're not going to be jammed into football stadiums. They might only be enough to fill a house. But these small groups of believers will be knit together and fully dedicated to God, His Word, and His work. And they looked at the 12 apostles and they said, "Who are these people? They're not even learned. They're nobody. They're fishermen." But they took note that they had been with Jesus. Are you hearing me? They took note that these unknown men, these simple fishermen, had been in the presence of God Almighty. That's what God's looking for. Not looking for highly gifted people. He's looking for humble people that are willing to say, "Lord, however you want to use me, just flow through me." Whatever it takes, Lord, just flow through me. I know some of you may disagree with me, but I'm going to say it anyway. I believe the days of celebrity ministry are over. Because God is going to choose the simple one, the humble one, the nobody. And He's going to put His anointing on him or her in the name of Jesus. That no flesh should glory in His presence. Thirdly, I believe the rights of believers will increasingly be stripped away. Persecution of Christians will become worldwide, not just in certain segments of the world, but all over the world. Even here in Canada, we are going to face persecution. And some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of devils. But those who persevere to the end shall be saved. That's what the Bible says. Secondly, I want to show you what God has revealed to me concerning this town and valley. Acts chapter 8, verse 20. But Peter said to him, "Your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. Here the Apostle Peter was rebuking Simon, who had apparently received salvation, and yet something evil lurked in his heart. I see, what did he see? I see you're poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. You say, what's the Lord shown you? This is what the Lord has shown me. That there are many in this town. I feel it down to the core of my spirit. There are many in this town that have been poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. Lord, I feel it. Bitterness. Bitterness. They're bitter about something. Bitterness is defined as anger and disappointment at being treated unfairly. And I believe that the Holy Spirit has revealed to me that there are many in this town that are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. Something happened to them. Maybe they were treated in an unfair manner. I don't know. But somehow they drank the poison and it has entered into their spiritual system and it has snuffed out their spiritual growth. And I think, if we're all honest this morning, we all know somebody. We all know somebody. Come on, hello. That had drank the poison. I don't know what it is, but it's gotten down deep. It's in their veins. They can't get free of it. They can't let it go. Friends, when you can't let something go, it's bound you. Hello? If you can't let it go, it has bound you. And we need to pray that the shackles of bitterness will come off in the name of Jesus. Come on, do you believe this morning in the power of Holy Ghost prayer? Bitterness binds its victims. And as I said, stunts their spiritual growth. It's something that they live with day and night. Now, we all get hurt by situations and circumstances. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the stray bullet or the random arrow that comes our way. We feel bad about it for a few days, but we soon recover. We're not talking about that. We're talking about something deep-seated, deep within the spirit of someone that is there constantly harassing them and oppressing them. And I say in the name of Jesus, you lying spirits, come off of them. Come off of them. Friends, this town is filled with people like that. How many know what I'm talking about? Filled. You start talking to them and they get angry. And I don't even think they know what they're angry about. They're depressed because anger brings depression. They have nothing good to say. It's always negative. And some are even bitter against God. I don't know what on earth to pray for. Pray for those people. How many know God wants to deliver them? God wants to set them free. God wants to liberate them. Hallelujah. This is a Holy Ghost hospital where people can receive the care that they need. Hallelujah. That their lives can be put back together again. And that bitterness can be rooted out of them in the name of Jesus. And His love and compassion can fill their hearts once again. The only solution is prayer, and on the part of the bitter, verse 22, repent therefore. Peter told Simon, the only way you're going to be free is to repent. We don't talk a lot about repentance. But it's a 180-degree turn from what you were doing. And can I say something this morning? Of course I can. We need a fresh dose of forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We need a fresh dose of forgiveness to flow over the church and over this community in the name of Jesus, from Bountiful all the way to Windell. We need a fresh wave of Holy Ghost forgiveness. Some things need to be repented of. Some things need to be let go and let God. Holding on to things only allows the poison a free rein in our lives. But giving it to God brings the medication of the Holy Spirit that brings healing in the name of Jesus. I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. Then Simon answered and said, pray to the Lord for me that none of the things which you have spoken may come upon me. Friends, it's a serious matter that needs to be addressed. And then lastly, what God has shown me concerning this church in 2020. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Oh, wavering. Whom are you going to serve? Today's the day to make up your mind. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hold fast. No matter what happens, don't let go of your faith in God. No matter what trouble comes your way, don't let go of faith in God. Because faith in God can move a mighty mountain. Faith in God can calm the troubled sea. For he who promised is faithful. And then look at verse 24. And let us consider one another. Consider one another. Consider one another. In order to stir up hatred and division. Is that what it says? No. To stir up love and good works. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. And that's just not Sunday morning. As is in the manner of some. But exhorting one another. That means encouraging one another. When you're down, I'll encourage you. And when I'm down, you can encourage me. And when we're both down, then we'll get someone else to encourage both of us. How many know in the Christian life, there are some tough days. And we need some encouragement. Not condemnation, encouragement. That you can make it through this. You don't have to give up. We're standing with you. And look what it says here in verse 25. And so much more as you see the day approaching. Now, this is what I don't understand about the church today. People are meeting less and less. Not more and more. Less and less. The Bible says we ought to be gathering more and more as we see the day approaching. Why? Because we need the encouragement from each other. We have to let God continue, as Brother Gary was saying this morning, continue to knit us together. Tough times are coming, folks. Difficult times are coming. We're going to need God and each other. And we're not going to be spared here in this valley. We need the comfort and the strength of each other as we share the things that God has put on our hearts. And this knitting will come as we are faithful to spend time together and again constantly encourage each other. This is not a religious thing that we're going through this morning. A religious exercise. This is the working of the Holy Spirit. But friends, I believe that in 2020 we are going to see an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Creston. But we've got some work to do. And that is, we need to get out there and encourage those that are bitter. That they don't need to stay bitter anymore. But God wants to restore them and heal them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And put their lives back together again. Can somebody shout amen this morning? Someone said, if I could just see someone healed. You know what? I think one of the greatest healings is a bitter person becoming unbitter. If you see someone bitter and all of a sudden they change and their heart is full of love and kindness, friends, that is going to ripple through this community and people are going to see that God can change lives. Wow. Have you ever met someone that was bitter? And now their heart is just so tender towards the Lord. They just love everybody and they want to help everybody. How many know what I'm talking about? That speaks volumes to people. And I also believe we need to recognize the importance of spending time together, encouraging each other. When you have a word, when God shows you something during the week, don't keep it to yourself. Say, Lord, who can I share this with to build them up and encourage them in their walk with God? God will bless you. Hallelujah. Let those prophetic gifts be released in the name of Jesus. Let the nobodies come forth in Jesus' name and speak what God has placed on their heart in Jesus' name. Can somebody say amen this morning? God is going to bring them out of the caves and he is going to anoint them with a powerful anointing.